All right, guys. It's good to be back out here again. I'll just briefly, I won't go into specifics, but, you know, I mean, obviously you guys were out there. Casa was not able to finish practice with a hamstring. Tracy Porter's got a calf. Josh Cribbs has got a knee. And Miles Burris had a knee. None of those guys were able to either practice or finish practice today.
How impressive to have everybody out here?
Well, I think that just goes to show, you know, the type of guys that we're bringing into the program here. You know, these guys have done a great job all the way throughout the offseason program. I think we've had about 98% attendance throughout the offseason program for the first 5 weeks. So I think it's important that we're all out here. I think it's important that we're all getting to work. And we're doing this thing as a team.
Dennis, how tough is it coming into your second year having almost a completely new team? Does that make it easier maybe to implement what you're trying to do? Or?
Well, I think it's all part of the process, you know, and I think Reggie and his group done a great job of trying to get the right type of people in here to be a part of this team. And now we got to take those pieces to the puzzle that he's brought in here and try to formulate the picture that we're really looking forward. So I think it's been good. And again, I'll reiterate, our guys are working extremely hard, and they're trying to do everything they can to help this football team win.
All right, at quarterback, Matt Flynn, kind of first extensive look. He's penciled in as a starter, I'm assuming. I mean, how does he look, and what does he bring to the table?
Well, you know, I think he's looked pretty good. I mean, obviously, this is the first day that we've actually been out there and had a chance to go offense versus defense. So. We still got a long way to go, but again, just like everybody else, the key is these guys are out here working. They're trying to do everything that we're asking them to do, and you know we're going to let the whole process play out. I think nothing's set in stone with anything that we've got right now, and being that we do have a lot of new players, we are trying to evaluate and really get a chance to learn these players a little bit more. So that'll be something that we'll be able to. Get a better feel for as we go throughout these OTAs, mini camp, and then we get into training camp.
At this point, is it more instruction or more evaluation? What's the goal?
Well, it's obviously a combination of both. We're really trying to set the foundation for the upcoming season, and this is where you get it. And we set that foundation with the knowledge base of what we're going to be offensively, defensively, in the kicking game. And we'll set that foundation. But we're also trying to evaluate and see what guys can and can't do, and the learning process is part of that evaluation.
Do you have any guys that fall into that category where they can't practice because their college situation is
straight? Yeah, we got two guys, Deontay Williams and Kyle Padron. Both those guys are on a quarter system, and so they'll miss most, if not all, the off-season program because of the league rules.
Carryover do you have from last year when you have so many new guys? Is it just you hope that guys who were here from last year can kind of pass it on to the guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a lot of new faces in the building. So, carryover, I don't know that there's a whole lot of carryover as far as what we're doing or how we go about doing things. We've got some guys that have been in the building, Marcel Reese, Darren McFadden, Lamar Houston. Those are guys, that I think that we can kind of lean on to show some of the other guys in the, you know, some of the other new guys that are in here, how we want to go about doing things, the type of culture that we're trying to create here.
Most of the changes have come on the defensive side. How much does that set you back, or does it? Do you still try to do what you do last year, or does it change what you were doing?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a setback at all. I think, again, these guys are motivated to come out and perform, and they've done an outstanding job throughout this off-season program, in the meetings, in the weight room, when we have gotten out on the field, although we haven't had a chance to go through, a practice and go offense versus defense. But they've done a nice job of really understanding what we're trying to ask them to do. And, you know, I think we got a smart group of guys. I think they'll pick up on everything pretty quickly, and then it comes down to their athletic ability being able to take over.
You got guys, I assume, better with what you want to do defensively. Do you feel that you'll be able to do more defensively than you did?
Well, I think that's part of what we're doing right here in the OTA process. I feel like that with the guys we brought in here, that we'll be able to move a little bit faster, move forward and do a few different things. But we'll let this offseason kind of dictate, you know, how much we can do. We'll try to do as much as we can without slowing our guys down.
Were there things last year you wanted to do defensively that you couldn't do or you wish you could have done?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously coming into the program, you know, in the first year in the system, you know, you're a little bit limited, you know, as to what you can do. But again, you know, what I'm excited about the guys we got in the building here, and I'm excited about, you know, the big picture of what I think we'll be able to do with these guys.
Is Ross a safety now?
Yeah, Ross has moved to safety. That's something that you know I've done in my past, you know, with New Orleans. You know, Usama Young came in as a corner. We moved him to safety. We did the same thing with Malcolm Jenkins. We've had some success with guys like that in making that move.
What dictates it, Ken?
Well, when you bring them in as a corner, you let them go out there and you see, you know, how they do. And their skill set at the end of the day dictates that. You know, I mean, guys like Brandy and Ross could go out there and play corner in this league and be able to hold up. But his skill set probably lends him a little bit more valuable as a safety.
As far as what skills exactly are you talking about?
Well, I think when you look at it, when you look at a corner who's a, you know, 4-5 guy, you know, playing out on the Autobahn, that's a tough proposition at times. And so, you know, moving him in our system and what we want to try to do, being able to man those guys up on the corner, you know, it takes a lot of athletic ability and they can do it, but yet that athleticism and skill set probably suits them better as a safety.
Are you hoping to get Charles Woodson in here?
Well, we'll see. You know, I want to do anything we can to help this team get better. And so we'll see how that process goes.
You mentioned Darren and Marcel and Lamar. Any other guys you look at as potential leaders?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Andre Carter's the guy
that comes to mind right now.
Well, that's one of the big reasons why we brought Andre back is because he does provide that leadership. And he's the type of guy that we're looking for.
That has those characteristics and loves football and wants to work and wants to do anything to help his team win. And so the guys that we can get like that, the better we're going to be. Jason Hunter kind of missed all of last year pretty much, but he's out there working the first team at least today. It's fairly emotional, like you saw. He can't tell without hitting and stuff, but does he look like someone that can contribute right away?
Yeah, I mean, he was a guy that I had in Denver and got a chance to work with him in Denver. I knew about him. Again, he fits those qualifications, those characteristics that we're looking for. And so, yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be a nice fit for us.
What do you like about Jenkins and Porter and how much more comfortable are you now with cornerbacks this year than you were last year?
Well, they can cover, you know, and I think that's the biggest, you know, I mean, when you look at, and I said this when we drafted DJ, I mean, that's what you look for is, you know, can a guy go out there and cover? And those guys have done it. They've done it at a high level in this league. And so I'm glad we got them. And, you know, the key is, again, you know, those guys got to be able to stay healthy.
You have five quarterbacks on the team right now, which is a little bit unusual. I mean, what's the thinking behind having a quarterback?
Well, number one is Kyle Padron's not going to be able to take part in a lot of this. So being able to have the extra quarterback in here for the OTAs is a plus. And the good thing is we get a chance to evaluate another guy. Well, we get a lot of extra meeting time with the rookies. You know, they're not under the same time restrictions that the veterans are on right now. So we kind of separate them out a little bit. We let them lift separately so we get a little bit more individual attention. We get, you know, a lot more meeting time with those guys. But as far as the on-the-field time, you know, it's pretty much the same time as OTAs.
You normally don't see Sebastian here for OTAs and that sort of thing. It's usually just a mandatory camp and that's it. And he also looks like he's in pretty good shape. Is that something you guys guys talked to him about, or is that something he just did on his own?
Well, I mean, that was something that, that we talked about, and I called him, you know, really at the start of the off-season program, and we kind of laid out a plan for him, and he won't be here for every single OTA, but we've got a plan for him to be here, and the great thing about it is that he wanted to. It wasn't something that he fought. It was something that he was all on board for. Coach, anything you want me to do, I'll be there. So that's the great thing about these guys is, you know, they want to be a part of it. They want to be involved in it.
A lot's been made of the lack of a pass rush. I mean, that's a need for you guys. Do you see Lamar Houston picking up his slack a little bit and doing more?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then when you look at, there's some different things that we can do to try to create some pass rush. I also look at a guy like Andre Carter who, you know, missed half the season last year coming off the injury. And so having him with us for the whole off season and being able to go through OTAs and mini camp, you know, I would expect that he would give us a little bit more in that area too.
I know it's only day one, but your impressions of Tyler Wilson, the young quarterback?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he does some good things. You know, obviously, he's a rookie, and he's got a long way to go. He's not the finished product at all. The same thing I would say about him, just like I would for any other rookie, is just put your head down, go to work, try to get better every day, try not to make the same mistakes, day in and day out, and continue to get better. And, you know, I think with his type of work ethic, he's willing to do that.
Got time for one more question, guys. Tony Bergstrom now left guard? Dennis?
Tony Bergstrom's playing left guard, yeah, absolutely.
Just same thing, skill set fits in there?
Yeah, I mean, and that was something when we drafted him, that was kind of our long-term vision of what we saw in him, that he would be a guard, and he's been a nice fit there at the left guard. And, you know, we'll see how everything plays out, you know, throughout the offseason. We plan on, you know, mixing and matching that a little bit and, you know, just seeing who stands out.
Okay, thank you, Coach. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.